influence over you. You became an attorney as well. What do you remember about moving to Las Vegas? Tell us a little bit about family heritage, the foundation, and relocating here.
My mother and my two brothers and myself, we came to Las Vegas in the summer of 1946. And my mother drove across country in her 1938 Ford. We came from Yonkers, New York. My mother was an attorney. My father was a practicing physician. And my middle brother, Philip Wanderer, was an asthmatic and was terribly ill in New York. And the doctors told my mother that she needed to get him out of that climate and get him to a dry climate. So my mother abandoned her legal practice in New York and put my two brothers and myself and some belongings in her car, and she drove west. And it was in the summer, so she took the northern route, and we ended up in Yellowstone Park. And in the middle of the night, and the story was related to me that, because I don't exactly remember it personally, I was 6 years old, that it was stormy and bad weather, and she pulled into the Yellowstone Lodge and went inside. And they didn't have any rooms available, so she refused to leave and sat down with us in the lobby of the lodge. And at that point in time, the management went and found some cots for us to sleep on. So we spent the night there, and then she we left there apparently, and came down through Utah. And I remember that my brother Philip and I think it was, I don't remember whether it was myself or which of my brothers, but we were apparently fighting in the front seat of the car, and it caused my mother to drive off the road and damage the engine in the car. And we ended up in a little town in Moab, Utah, I believe. And we spent a few days there while the mechanics rebuilt the engine on the car. Apparently it knocked the oil pan off the car and the engine burned up. But that was all taken care of. And then we found our way into Las Vegas. We were actually headed to Phoenix, Arizona, is where my mother intended to go. We got to Las Vegas. We stayed at a little motel on the corner, on the southeast corner of Gas and Las Vegas Boulevard. I can't remember the name of it. I don't think it's still there. Might be. Well, my brother got severely ill again and was in the hospital here in Las Vegas. And at that point in time, the doctors, Dr. Feitlin, actually, who became the family doctor, and he was a member of the Jewish community, told my mother not to go to Phoenix because it was a lot of humidity there because of all of the irrigation. So with that, she decided to stay in Las Vegas and make a living, study for the bar exam, take the bar here and practice law, which is what she did. Huh. She was admitted in 1947.
That was a milestone.